The longest state constitution in the nation is about to get longer. Texan voters passing all 7 proposed amendments to the Constitution. One of those aimed at fixing a problem most all Texans are familiar with. We're talking about transportation. The state's growing population may be good for the economy. Hasn't done our roadways many favors, however. Yesterday, Prop 7 easily passed with 83% approval. This new law will pump $2.5 billion into road construction and maintenance starting in September of 2017. So, a big win for Texas infrastructure? Well, it depends on how you see these things. Joining us now is State Senator Don Huffines, who is Vice Chairman of the Senate Transportation Committee. Senator Huffines, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, good morning, and I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
83% of voters support more money for roads. Were you surprised?
Not at all. No, I'm not surprised at all, David. I mean, it even passed by a larger margin than Proposition 1 did a couple of years ago. I mean, people in Texas, the Texas taxpayers, are fed up with congestion in the state of Texas, and it's time we did something about it.
$2.5 billion, a lot of money, of course. Is that all that's needed to take care of the road infrastructure, do you think?
Unfortunately, it is not. $2.5 billion sounds like a lot. But it's less than half of what we need going forward to really relieve our congestion in the state of Texas and our connectivity. There's nothing more important than transportation and highway funding. It's a nonpartisan issue. And we're committed in the legislature not to raise taxes and not to raise fees to deal with it. And we're also committed not to have much more toll roads. I think people are tired of toll roads. So we're taking the bull by the horn and getting more money in for TxDOT.
Okay, so let's revisit something that you just said there. You're talking about $2.5 billion, less than half of what we'll ultimately need to get our infrastructure up to speed. Where's that extra money going to come from? And I mean, you anticipate taking it up in the next legislative session?
I certainly do. And I think most of the members in Austin are going to feel the same way. And it's unfortunate we didn't get more of the sales tax revenue and for TxDOT this time. But most of the members really recognize and realize that it's going to take a lot more money to get caught up to the demand curve and the inflation curve because we're so far behind.
So do you imagine that in the next session, lawmakers are going to vote an additional $2.5 billion to cover what's needed? Or are we talking about just kind of kicking the can down the road for a few more years while we spend this $2.5 billion?
Well, I hope not. I mean, as far as I hope we don't kick the can down the road. I hope we come up with some creative ideas to get additional money in for our highways and TxDOT, because if we don't, we're just going to get, like I just said, further behind the demand curve, and we really need to have a surge here. We've got a lot of shovel-ready projects, and some of this new money we just approved is not going to hit the bank account for another 3 or 4 years,
mm-hmm.
but We've got to figure out a way to get more money into TxDOT, and I'm confident we will.
What do you see as the most critical areas? I mean, you mentioned shovel-ready projects. How's this $2.5 billion going to be spent as you see it?
Well, right now, that allocation of the funding hasn't been determined. The Transportation Commission is going to make a decision on that very shortly. You know, right now, about 80% of our population lives in the major metropolitan areas, and I'm cautiously optimistic that's where the money's going to be spent, at least 80% of it.
So you're thinking maybe expansion of superhighways and that sort of thing, or overpasses?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just look at our interstate system. We're basically traveling the same roads that were built in 1958 with a 4 times the increase in population. I mean, if anyone's been down I-35, they know it's a complete disaster from San Antonio to Dallas. And we've got to fix our interstate system. We've got to relieve the traffic in Austin and Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. I mean, our quality of life is being severely impacted.
State Senator Don Huffines bracing for another fight over transportation funds just in the wake of the passage of Proposition 7. Senator, thanks very much.
Oh, you're certainly welcome.